Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. Thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode features one of the more popular detective shows from the 40s, ex-cop turned PI Richard Diamond. If you enjoy these episodes, be sure to check out Volumes 1 and 2 in the archives. And please be sure to follow, rate, and review the show. And if you'd like to reach out, leave a message in the comments below. You can send me an email. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram. Links are in the descriptions below. You'll also find a link to my merchandise shop. Please feel free to take a look. Now, with all that out of the way, please enjoy the show.
Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. I have a little office on Broadway at 53rd Street. And if you happen to be in the neighborhood sometime, you might notice a sign on the door. It reads, Diamond Detective Agency. Yeah, that's how I make a living, such as it is. I sit at my desk behind that door and wait for someone to come in and hire me. Eventually, trouble works its way into someone's life and gives him a shove in my direction. He tells me about it, and I listen with the attitude of a father confessor. When he's done, I dry my eyes and tell him what I think. What I think really doesn't matter, because it's just a shortcut to $100 a day in expenses. Sure, you can hire a guy for less money, but when I work, it's for a price I figure I'm worth. It's got to be that way because sometimes the work's a little dirty, and I have to swallow a lot of pride. I get mixed up in everything from simple divorce to muscle-bound homicide, and when trouble can't find me a client, it starts working on yours truly, and I wind up in a corner. I guess trouble figured I was just about due for a squeeze play because one night last week, two lifers in the state pen started working me into their plans.
Walt? What about it, Walt?
Shut up. Wait until the guards pass.
Okay. Drag out the cards like we was playing.
Sure. Is it set for the night?
Yeah. I got the car and everything.
Yeah. We'll head for Florida and get across to Cuba. Oh, well, I'd be glad to get out of this. Three lousy years.
Yeah, I got eight behind me. I used every minute figuring how I'm going to take care of a guy.
Oh, Walsh, you're not going to start that again? Forget it. Be glad you're getting out. You knock off that guy and you'll never make it to Cuba.
Now, look, I figured this whole thing out. I paid out a lot of dough just to make it come off. And when it does, I'm going to kill an ex-cop. And you're going to help me.
Me?
Yeah. Unless you want to rot here.
Oh, you're out of your mind. If this break comes off, it'll be the neatest trick in years, and you want to louse it up by knocking off some guy on the outside?
You can stay here and rot if you want to. The only way I take you along is you help me to get a guy named Diamond.
Yeah, but you waste a lot of time in New York. They'll have the roads covered by then. Look, just because this diamond guy knocked off your brother in the bank...
Job, you see.
You bust out of here, it's on my terms.
What?
Now make up your mind, it's getting late.
Okay, give me the layup.
Yeah, what is it, Otis?
We just got a call, Lieutenant. Two prisoners busted out of Sing Sing, killed two guards.
Who are they?
Big time. Bob Wells and Charles Walsh.
Charles Walsh?
Yeah, lifer.
I know. Diamond helped send him up before I took over this department. Otis, get Diamond on the phone.
Diamond?
Yeah, Diamond. Who'd you think I meant? Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah, Lieutenant. Call Diamond, Otis. Bring me my bicarbonate, Otis. Someday I'm going to get good and sore.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nuts.
Now what's the matter?
His office don't answer.
Give me that phone. We've got to find him before Walsh does. Maybe he's over at Helen Asher's house. All right, Otis, stop standing on one foot. You can leave.
Miss Asher's residence.
Hello, Francis. This is Lieutenant Levinson. Is Diamond there?
Why, no, sir, but Miss Asher expects him. Wait a moment, sir. Here's Miss Asher. It's Lieutenant Levinson for Mr. Diamond, Miss Helen.
Oh, thank you, Francis. Hello, Walt.
How are you, Helen? I was looking for Rick.
Oh, I was just talking to him. He should be here in about 20 minutes. Why?
Will you have him call me right away?
Something wrong?
No. Just tell him... Tell him an old friend of his is in town, and I have to talk to him about it.
Oh, all right, Walt. I'll tell him.
Well, thanks, Helen.
It'll be at least 20 minutes. He's walking over from his office.
Okay, Diamond, hold it right there. Start walking over to that sedan.
Don't you know it's not polite to point?
Look, laughing boy, I got a big gun in my pocket.
Well, I'm proud of you. I thought it was a crossbow.
Get moving.
Okay. I'd never seen him before. He was a tall guy with a scar on his chin. He walked me over to the sedan and opened the door. He moved in close and shook me down. He relieved me of my .38 and motioned me into the front seat. I slid in and he started to follow, so I kept one leg out in front of me and kicked him in the face. I couldn't get enough leverage to cool him, but it gave me enough time to get out the other door and start making like a miler. I looked over my shoulder and saw him climb out holding a bloody nose. I knew he wouldn't take a shot unless he got close enough to make it count, so when he started after me, I ducked into the subway. I found a dime and went through the turnstile. The train was getting ready to pull out, so I pushed my way on just as the Gonnet came down the stairs. He said he wasn't happy to see me go. He didn't even wave goodbye.
Wait a minute, you! Wait!
Oh, nuts. My nose. Got all the way from me. How do you like call like that? Yeah, you and your swell ideas.
What's the matter?
I waited for Diamond outside his office like you said. I started to hustle him in the car and he kicked me in the face.
Oh,
I think my nose is broken.
You stupid. I told you to be careful.
Yeah, sure you did. You think I like getting booted in the nose? Look, if you want Diamond so much, you get him yourself.
Maybe you can tell me how you're going to get to Cuba without me.
Huh? Oh. Well, what do you want me to do now?
I still want Diamond.
Yeah, but he jumped the subway train. How am I supposed to find her?
I found out he's got a dame over on Park Avenue. Pick her up, bring her over here.
Pick her up? I'd give you the chair for kidnapping.
I'll use her to get Diamond. Pick her up if you want to get out of the country.
Yeah, but a
now,
snitch...
Look, I busted you out of store. I can bust you right back in.
No.
Now, pick her up. Her name is Helen Asher. She lives at 975 Park.
Well, what if someone else is there?
What if there is? You want me to stop over making a fourth for bridge? Get him out of the way and bring the dame to me.
Hello, Otis.
Well, Diamond. Lieutenant's been looking all over the city for you.
I bet you've been a nervous wreck.
I wouldn't care if you fell off the George Washington Bridge, Shamus.
Why, Otis? And after all, we've been to each other.
Nuts. You better go on in and see the lieutenant.
Sure. Hey, Sergeant.
Yeah?
When are you going to get some new shoes? If yours turn up any more in front, you'll have to ski to work. Hello, Walt.
Rick,
We've been looking all over for you.
Why don't you cops get on the job? It's getting so it isn't safe for a citizen to walk the streets at high noon.
What are you yakking about?
Well, I leave my office to go to see Helen and some goon tries to hold me up.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get it right then. Do you know who busted out of jail last night?
Go on, scare me.
Charles Walsh. He swore if he ever did bust out, he'd get you.
Well, that explains something.
Why, what happened?
This character tries to hustle me into a car, so I shoved my foot in his face and beat it into a subway. But it wasn't Walsh.
Might have been Bob Wells. He busted out with him.
I can tell you in a minute. Got a file on him?
Sure. Otis, bring in the file on Bob Wells.
By the way, Lieutenant.
Oh, Walt, do you mind if I use your phone?
No, go ahead.
I better call Helen. Tell her I'm going to be a little late.
Well, I just talked to her and asked her to have you call.
Where is everybody?
Yes?
Francis?
Oh, Mr. Diamond. Please hurry over here. Something's happened to Miss Asher.
What are you talking about?
Miss Asher's been kidnapped.
What?
Yes, sir. A man came in and made Miss Asher go down to his car at the point of a gun. He also hit me over the head.
Was he a tall man with a scar on his chin?
Yes, sir. That's right.
We'll be right over. Walt, I think the guy that tried to push me around has kidnapped Helen.
Oh, no.
He pulled a gun on her and slugged Francis.
We better get over there.
Now, if Charles Walsh is loose and he's trying to get me, then snatching Helen is a sure way to get me to come around. Hey, where's that file on Bob Wells?
Wait a minute. Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Haven't you got that file on Wells yet?
Yes, sir. Just bringing it in.
Well, step on it. Otis is bringing it in.
Here you are, Lieutenant.
Let me see it.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Oh, shut up, Otis.
This is the guy, all right. He's the one who tried to pick me up. May I take one of these pictures, Walt?
Sure, but what are you going to do?
I'll see if I can find him. You go on over and talk to Francis. See if this is the same guy who took Helen. I'm going to go down to Skid Row and talk to a wise old owl who knows about things like this. I got out of the 5th Precinct in a hurry and grabbed a cab for Skid Row. I knew an old deadbeat down there who had a line on every crook in the underworld. And there was just a chance he could tell me where Bob Wells was hiding out. His name was Wilbur Truitt, and he hung out in a shabby dive called the Parrot. Hello, Wilbur.
What? Egad, you at the piano. Strike up a chorus of My Buddy, for the wandering boy has returned.
Look, Wilbur,
I would rise and bow from the waist as befits the occasion, but I fear that some sterno I accidentally came in contact with has rusted my spine, and I am forced to remain in a sitting position.
I haven't got time to listen to the routine, Wilbur. I'm looking for someone. Here, take a look at this picture. Ever see this guy?
Unless I have my morning constitutional, Buck, I can bring nothing into focus but a large bottle and a straw.
Oh, waiter, give me a bottle.
You have arrived in the nick of time. I get that wonderful warm glow when you ask for a whole bottle. A snap comparison would be that of a happy mother smiling blissfully at a nursing babe.
Okay, Wilbur, now tell me, do you know this man?
One sip of strength, and I shall have the eyes of a carrot-stuffed feline. Yes, I can see the gentleman clearly. In fact, my vision has so greatly improved it begins to take on the functions of an X-ray. For instance, I can readily perceive that the man in question is addicted to false stimulants, and his low brow and squinty eyes tell me that he is indeed a person of some doubtful character.
You're looking in the mirror.
Yeah?
No, here. Here's this picture.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bobby Wells. The description is flexible.
Know where I can find him?
Up until yesterday, he was residing at an institution upstate. Sing Sing, I believe. It is very possible that he is hiding out in one of his old haunts on 23rd Street, but I couldn't say for sure.
Oh, why not?
This bottle you purchased entitles you to one of my best guesses. To be absolutely accurate, I would need further inducement. It's the risk, Bucko.
Bring me another jug, bartender.
Ah, bless you. Try looking in a rooming house at 533 West 23rd Street. Now, if you don't mind, I shall forget the necessity for long conversations and begin to concentrate on the work ahead of me. Goodbye, Bucko, and stop in again. Say tomorrow morning if you wake up feeling charitable.
I left Wilbur trying to figure the best way to parlay the two bottles and headed for the address he'd given me. It was a typical apartment house of the district, a four-story building with a high premium insurance policy. I asked the landlady if a Bob Wells lived there, and she told me a man answering his description had taken a room there that morning. She told me he'd gone out a few minutes before, and she let me into his room. I told her to keep a lookout and warn me if he showed. Then I started looking. I tore the place apart, but I didn't come up with a thing. I spotted the phone and started to call Walt, and that's when I saw it. A pad lying by the base of the phone with a heavy imprint left from the writing on the top sheet. I pulled an old trick. I took a pencil and rubbed the lead lightly over the imprint, and up came one telephone number. I dialed it and waited.
Feinberg's Delicatessen.
Oh, is Bob Wells there?
Oh.
Bob Wells.
Never heard of him.
Thanks. Well, it's like that. One minute you think you got a lead hot enough to melt your change purse, and the next you find yourself looking like a tree surgeon in Death Valley. But in my business, it takes a conventional three to strike you out. So I found the address of the delicatessen, and 15 minutes later, I was standing between a smoked herring and a 3-foot salami talking with Mr. Weinberg.
What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I talked with you, say 20 minutes ago, about a Mr. Bob Wells.
Bob Wells? Oh, yes. Never heard of him.
Take a look at this picture. Maybe you know the face and not the name.
It's familiar. Yes, I think I've seen him somewhere.
Think hard now. This is important.
Are you a policeman?
Detective.
Oh.
How about it?
Oh, yeah. So long as you're a cop, sure I remember him. He came to my store last night. I remember because I had already closed and he kept pounding on the door. Finally, I let him in. He was very rude. He bought a lot of groceries, but very rude.
Have you seen him again?
Sure, he came in this morning and bought lox and bagels. Del Road.
Where's your phone?
In the back. Has this Mr. Wells done something?
He left Sing Sing without saying goodbye to the warden. Now, look, I'm going in the back and use your phone. If Wells happens to come in while I'm back there, stall him and come back and tip me off.
I'll do my best, but he better not be rude.
Hey, Walt. I'm in a delicatessen over on 24th Street.
Yeah, Rick.
I traced Wells this far, found out he's been buying food here, probably for Walsh.
You think Walsh is hiding somewhere in the neighborhood?
Yeah, that's my guess. They probably took separate places so they could move in a hurry if one hideout got hot.
I'll be over there right away.
Good.
Comfortable, honey, but no yelling, or I'll have to stuff up that pretty mouth.
I don't understand this. Why did you kidnap me?
I've been having a hard time getting in touch with your boyfriend, Diamond. Figure if his girl's in trouble, he'll come looking.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Sure. Play it straight. But you watch. Tonight I call your butler and tell him we got you. If Diamond wants you alive, he comes to a spot I got picked out. And he comes along.
I don't know any Diamond.
Ain't she cute, Bobby?
Yeah, cute. Want me to fix her so she forgets how to lie?
No, I don't care if she claims Diamond's her uncle. Go on down to the delicatessen and get some food. I'm getting hungry.
Okay. But I still think we ought to be getting out of town.
In 1 hour, I call this dame's house. At 12 o'clock, I meet Diamond in the park. Then we get out.
Why do you want to see this Diamond?
Oh, we're old friends, baby. He sent me up for life, and he shot my kid brother full of holes. I just want to see that Diamond gets everything that's coming to him.
You talk too much.
You've got some bad habits yourself. Now get that food. And if you're too lazy to walk downstairs, I'll show you a shortcut. Three floors, straight down. You can jump for it.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. What can Weinberg do for you?
Hey, Lieutenant, that chopped liver sure looks good.
Keep your fat hooks off of that, Otis.
Walt.
Oh, yeah, Rick?
Back here.
All right.
The storekeeper is watching out for Wells. If he shows, he'll come back here and tip us.
I parked the squad car 2 blocks over. I didn't want Wells or Walsh to think something was up. Where's Otis?
I'll be right with you, Lieutenant. I'm just buying something to nibble on.
Hmm. His nibble would grind up a whole cow.
If Wells comes in and spots a cop, he'll take off like a jackrabbit.
Hold it, Walt.
What's the matter?
That guy coming across the street. Looks like Wells.
Oh. Otis, get away from that door.
I can't hear you, Lieutenant.
Our man's coming in the store. Get away from the door.
He is? You want me to hide?
No, you idiot. Just play it smart like you didn't know him. But get away from the door so he'll come in.
Oh, okay, Lieutenant. Leave it to me.
Oh. Walt, duck.
Good evening. What can Weinberg do for you?
I'll have a couple of sandwiches.
Hey, try the salami. It's great.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, make it salami.
Coleslaw.
Pickle beer.
Nice pickle. Night.
Listen, you idiot.
Yeah, sure.
Mustard.
He's doing fine, Walt. Just... Relax.
You live around here?
No, just seeing a sick friend.
Maybe that salami ain't such a good idea if your friend's sick. You know, I had an uncle with ulcers. He couldn't touch the stuff. It's too much garlic.
Ketchup?
No. My friend's got a cold.
Oh, well, then I don't guess it'll hurt him. But, you know, the best thing for a cold is good mustard plaster. And now you take the
plaster. Here's your sandwich, just 60 cents.
60? Here you are. Thanks.
Hope your friend gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
How did I do, Lieutenant?
Well, one thing is sure. He thought you were too stupid to recognize him. Can you still see him, Rick?
Yeah, he crossed the street and he's starting to walk west.
I'll tell him. He knows you.
Good. When you spot the place, call me here.
Think I should throw a net around the neighborhood?
Not till we spot the hideout.
Right.
Hey, Diamond. They got your girl. How are you going to get her out? They'd probably use her for a shield.
That's a good point, Sergeant. Believe me, I've been thinking about it.
Here's the sandwiches.
Swell. Hey, You only got two.
Oh, there was a cop in the delicatessen.
A cop?
Yeah, big stupid one. Listen, I told him I'm getting food for a sick friend, see? And he starts giving me all kinds
of remedies. You sure you weren't tailed?
Tailed? No, who tailed me? Cop stayed in the delicatessen.
Okay. Yeah, honey. Have a sandwich.
I'm not hungry.
Oh. Suit yourself. Here, Bobby.
Oh, thanks. Hey, when are you going to put in that call to this dame's butler?
Right after we eat. Then we go to the park and wait for Mr. Diamond.
Yeah?
I'm in a drugstore across from the building that Wells went in. It's about a block away. Nifty Drug. Block west on your side of the street. I'll wait inside.
We'll be right down. Come on, Otis. The lieutenant hasn't spotted.
Okay. Thanks for the bagel, Weinberg.
That's all right, officer. Come back again when you can pay for it.
Come on, Otis. Move your big feet.
Okay. Hey, you got any brilliant ideas how we're going to get Helen out of there in one piece?
No, I got to admit I'm stuck. Why don't you get that bear trap mind of yours working and make yourself a hero?
Well, maybe we could start a fire in the building. It'd have to come out.
Oh, swell. There's nothing I'd like better than a well-done girlfriend.
Well, I was trying.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Otis, remind me to kiss you on both cheeks.
Hey, what are you doing? That's a firebox.
I'm turning in an alarm. There.
Oh, we're going to start that fire?
No, but Walsh and Wells won't know there isn't one. When the trucks come and the firemen bust in the place, they'll think it's burning down around their ears.
Yeah, maybe then they won't watch Helen too close, huh?
That's the idea. Well, here's the Nifty Drugstore.
Yeah. Rick, I've been worrying about something.
Yeah, I know. How do we get Helen out?
Yeah.
Well, relax. Otis came up with a solution.
Otis?
Yeah, he turned in a fire alarm. Now, when the trucks get here, you can tell them what's up and they can go in the building and make like it was on fire.
Well, won't Walsh know it's a phony if he can't smell smoke?
The chief can tell him it's blazing in the basement. When they hit the street, we can get enough firemen to shield Helen and then take Walsh and Wells.
I'll call the precinct and have the block surrounded. We'll need lights if they make a break for it.
Which apartment house are they in?
That one, across the street. After I call the boys, we better go over and find out which room they're in. Quietly clear the rooms on both sides in case the shooting starts before we expect it.
Garlic upsets my stomach.
How about that call?
Yeah, right. What's your phone number, baby?
It's in the book.
Oh, She gonna be troubled, Bobby?
He wants your number. Now, come on, we ain't got all night.
All right. Evergreen 54308.
Oh, that's better. Gotta be more careful, Bobby. Your lip's bleeding.
Yeah. Hey, Walsh, what's that?
Sirens. Maybe that's the cops. If somebody tailed you, you...
I told you I wasn't tailed. Wait, I'll go see. It's fire trucks. They're coming down a block.
I don't smell no smoke.
Hey, they're pulling up in front of this building. The joint must be on fire. Let's get out of here.
Maybe it's the building next to us.
No, they're bringing the hoses right in front of the door of this joint. I'm getting out.
Sit still. Maybe it ain't a big one. We can't go busting out in the street.
Well, maybe it ain't a big one, but if it is, I don't want to end up like a pound of spare ribs.
Oh, shut her up.
Why, you... All right, now, come on. Hey, what's that?
Yeah, what is it?
Fire department, we're vacating the building.
What are we going to do with the dame?
Shove her in that closet. Just a minute, we'll be right with you.
Hurry up, there's a fire in the basement. It's nearing a gas man. The whole place may go up any second.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, step on it.
Okay.
You better step on it, down these stairs.
We can find our way.
Hey, there's a couple of prowl cars.
Yeah, separate. We'll meet at the other place.
Okay, Walsh, that's fire enough. Ah! It's the Shamus. Get him, Walsh.
Don't reach for it, Walsh.
I owe you something, Diamond. You all right, Rick?
Yeah, Walt. He's a worse shot than his brother. Where's Wells?
He made a break for it, but he won't get through.
All right, Wells. You can't get through. Drop your gun.
You won't take me, copper!
Well, that's that. What about Walsh?
He's pretty dead. Come on, I want to find out what happened to Helen. Well, Walt and I went up to the room and found Helen in the closet. We took her downstairs and she cried a little on my shoulder. I like that. Makes me feel so protective. Walt cleaned things up and dropped Helen and me off at her place. An hour later, Helen got back to normal and we relaxed on the couch and forgot about Wells and Walsh. How do you feel now, baby?
Better.
Want me to get Francis to fix some dinner for you?
Oh, no, I'm not very hungry. You can have some if you want.
No. Want to play some canasta or something?
But you always said it was a bad 200 game.
Yeah, it is. Well, I forgot my jack.
Silly.
Want a neck?
Ooh, what you said.
Come here.
No.
Helen.
No, I'm mad.
Mad? What for?
Because those two thugs ruined a wonderful evening.
What's the matter? Want me to go?
Oh, you idiot, of course not. I had a big surprise planned.
You did?
Yes. Believe it or not, I had two wonderful seats for South Pacific, and now it's too late to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, baby. I'd love to have seen it.
Me too.
Well, I'm not exactly Ezio Pinza, but I'll try to make it up to you.
Oh, Rick, that's a wonderful idea.
All right. What'll it be?
Some enchanted evening?
Oh, really? Me.
A some enchanted evening, ye old may see a stranger. Ye old may see a stranger across a crowded room.
Rick.
What's the matter? I was just trying to make like Pinza.
But, honey, it's safer for you to make like Diamond.
Oh.
And somehow you know. You know, even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again.
Oh, you're not Pinza, but it's wonderful.
Thanks.
Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing. Across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams.
Rick.
Who can explain it? Who can tell you why?
Ricky.
Fools give you answers. Wise men never try.
Oh, Ray.
Oh, honey, what's the matter? I was just falling in love with myself.
Come here.
You never let me finish.
Do you mind?
Oh, well, no. And I'm sure Mr. Peenza doesn't either.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Helen was played by Virginia Gregg, Lieutenant Levinson by Ed Begley. Also in our cast were Wilms Herbert, Paul Freeze, and Larry Dobkin. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by William P. Rousseau. Now, this is Eddie King inviting you to be with us again at the same time next week when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. This program has come to you from Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Here is another in NBC's great parade of new shows. Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Hello there. This is Diamond. You know, I'm sure a lot of you people have never seen this big city of New York that I live in. But you ought to. It's really worth seeing. I don't mean a four-bit tour in a bus. I mean that one time that you stop along the way and really take a good look. Maybe it's from a building 40 floors up. You brace yourself against the stiff morning breeze and you lean out and watch the biggest city in the world wake up, stretch, roll up its progressive sleeves and go to work. Or maybe it's 6 o'clock in the evening and you're on your way home. You hold up at a busy intersection and you feel the colossus even before you see it. You look behind, to the right, the left, and then up. And there it is. You can only take in 3 blocks, maybe, but the pushing crowds and towering buildings are a common denominator for the Bronx, Park Avenue, and Flatbush. The rest you have to imagine because your dinner's waiting. Well, I'm lucky in a way. My dinner's ready when I start throwing nickels in the automat. My meals and my time are freelance, and my work is a ringside ticket to the biggest city in the world. Sure, it's lonely sometimes, and trouble walks the streets on a 24-hour beat. But that's how I pay my rent. Trouble's my silent partner. And he sends me everything from divorce labels to some marked City Morgue, DOA. Dead on arrival. One night last week, old man Trouble was sitting curled up on a doorstep watching 2 thugs hiding in the shadows of a building. Trouble had a big smile because he was cooking up a king-size mess for yours truly.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
Ain't he ever gonna come out?
He'll come out. You just gotta wait, that's all.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, what is it?
I hope he comes out soon. That cop car is doing a little while.
Yeah.
Hey, supposing they drive up the street just when he comes out.
And we don't use the artillery.
We don't?
We follow him and get him someplace else.
Okay, okay. Hey, Lou.
What?
Here he comes.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, sure. Look, he's got his 2 big watchdogs with him.
Get set.
Now. We better get going.
Don't run, stupid. You think we was being clocked.
Hey, Lou.
There's that lousy cop car.
Come on. Where you going?
In this club. Come on, hurry.
Hey, Lou, supposing the cops come down here.
Shut up.
Table, gentlemen?
Yeah, for my friend and me.
Right this way.
Oh, are you crazy? We can't sit down at no table. They'll have the whole neighborhood covered in a few minutes.
We can sit for a second and we'll go out the back door.
Here you are, gentlemen. Is this all right?
Oh, just standing.
Yeah, this is just fine, thank you.
Very good, sir.
I'll send a waiter right over.
Oh, now, come on, Lou. Let's blow this joint.
Wait till he gets further away.
Please, Lou.
Okay. Now you go first. Take your time, Molly.
Picture, sir?
Huh? No, miss. We don't want no photographs.
Yeah, we don't want none.
Thanks, just the same.
Oh, that's okay. Pictures? Like a souvenir picture to take home? Yes, yeah, thank you.
Well, come on.
Right behind you.
Now, hold it right there. No. Don't move. Thank you. That will need a fella.
Hey, Mel, hold it a minute.
Yeah, what is it?
It's that dame.
This is no time to start looking at dames.
No, you fathead. The one with the camera.
So she's got good-looking legs, but we got... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
There's a cop in the door.
Get going. Well, take your time. I'll tell you about the dame later.
Olin.
Yeah? What is it, Monsieur Davis?
Where are you going?
Back to the dark room to develop these pictures. You always said not to keep the customers waiting, didn't you, Monsieur Davis?
I'm glad to see you listen to your employer. I'll just come along to see how this batch turns out.
This batch isn't any different from the last 100 batches.
We'll just go along and see.
Oh, that does it.
I beg your pardon.
I said that does it. You cornered me in that dark room once, and it was all I could do to keep you away from me.
Lynn.
You think that just because you run this place, you got a right to make passes at me. You better get yourself a new girl.
Well, maybe that isn't such a bad idea.
Come to think of it, I kind of go for it myself. And as long as I'm quitting, here's something you've been asking for a long time.
Oh, hey, what do you think you're doing?
Now get out of my way. That phony French accent may fool the customers, but it doesn't fool me.
You get out of here. Pick up your check and get out of here this minute. You little... Oh!
Now, what were you going to say, Mr. Davis?
Get out.
Diamond Detective Agency, if you've lost a body, let us dig it up.
Oh, Rick, that's awful.
Depends on who we dig up and how long he's been there.
Rick.
Hello, Helen, baby.
You're something gruesome.
I know it, but my tongue matches my shirt.
What do you do when you wear stripes?
I tell everybody I've been licking barber poles.
Oh.
Nah. Thought you'd catch me, didn't you?
No, I don't think I'll ever catch
you. Oh, I think you're the prettiest little old gal in the whole dang best state.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Have we got a date tonight?
Only if the elevator's still running.
Mr. Diamond?
Hmm? Oh, I'll call you back later, honey. I think I just sighted a client.
Mr. Diamond, please, I've got to talk to you.
Well, honey, go back and shut the door. If too much smoke gets out of here, the ceiling will cave in.
Hmm? Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah. Rick, did I hear a girl's voice?
I think so. But maybe she just wears those clothes because her mother never had a haircut.
What does she look like?
I can't tell you right now. I'm parked behind a curb.
Rick! The door is closed, Mr. Diamond. Now may I speak with you, please?
Helen, I'll call you later.
I don't care if she is a prospective client. You face the window when you're talking business.
Well, there's a cigarette ad out there. Why look out at an ad when the slogan's right here in my office?
Slogan?
Yeah, you know. So round, so firm, so...
Rick.
Bye, baby. Now, you were saying...
I want to hire you to protect me, Mr. Diamond.
I know an easier way. Wear a diving suit.
Mr. Diamond, put your eyes back in your head. And please listen to me. My life is in danger.
There's an answer for that, too. But go on. Tell me the story.
Well, my name is Knight.
Miss?
Yes.
Yes.
In the last 2 days, there have been several attempts on my life.
By whom?
Well, I don't know.
Well, do you know why anyone would want to kill you?
No, I don't.
Well, now we're getting someplace.
Don't be funny, Mr. Diamond. I tell you that twice an attempt has been made on my life.
How?
Well, the first time a man followed me home and tried to break into my apartment. I screamed and frightened him off.
Maybe he was lonesome. What about the other time?
Well, I don't know whether it was the same man or not, but the next night a man jumped out of a car and tried to make me go with him. I kicked him and ran down the block.
Sounds more like a kidnapping than an attempted homicide. Why didn't you tell this to the police?
Oh, I did. They investigated, but I couldn't give them enough to go on, so they just put a man watching my apartment.
I bet he has to stand in line. Didn't they give you an escort?
No. They seemed to think I was after some kind of publicity or something.
Mm.
They told me it was all right to go out in the daytime, but to stay in my apartment for the next couple of nights.
Sounds reasonable.
Will you help me, Mr. Diamond? I'm afraid this will happen again.
My dear, my fee is $100 a day in expenses.
$100 a day?
Hmm.
Oh, Mr. Diamond, I don't have that kind of money.
Well, neither do I, but if I starve, I do it with dignity. I can't lower my fee, Miss Knight. I never have.
Hmm. Well, then, I just will have to find another detective agency.
There are a lot of good ones. I'm sorry, the rule might bend a little, but it won't break. If I took the job knowing you couldn't pay half the fee, 10 minutes later, some guy from Texas with an oil-soaked wallet might want to hire me to count his gas stations.
Sorry, but it's a tough world, Miss Knight.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mr. Diamond. Maybe you could recommend someone?
Oh, any of them are good. Just close your eyes and open the classified.
Mm. Well, goodbye, Mr. Diamond. I'm sorry.
So am I. My conscience just slit its throat.
Like you said, Mr. Diamond, it's a tough world.
The toughest.
Goodbye.
Yeah. No, nuts. Yeah, what is it?
Diamond?
He's hiding his head in the desk. I'll get him for you. Come on out, you heel.
Look, I don't know who this is, but put Diamond on the pipe.
This is Diamond. Wait till I get the bad taste out of my mouth.
Look, you can wet your whistle later.
I've always wondered what happened to people who said that.
Is there a dame in your office named Knight?
Well, there was. She left just before you called.
Well, let me give you a little tip. If she hired you, you're going to start feeling overworked right now, so tell her you don't want the job.
Oh, I am, huh?
Yeah. Well, your nearest relative is going to have to come down and identify the body.
You know something?
No, what?
A couple of minutes ago, I proved that a good businessman can start looking like a big fat heel for a lousy $100 a day in expenses.
Huh?
Don't work on it too long, but stop in sometime, Buster. I'd like to help you spit out your teeth.
You better listen to what I say, Shamus. You're way out of your class in this one.
I'm always out of my class when I talk with slobs. And if you don't like it, look me up. I'll be working for Miss Knight. I went out of my office in a hurry. When somebody tries to push me around, it's like giving a kid a slingshot in a hothouse. You can tell him all night not to do it, but by morning, he's busted every window in the place. I hoped I might catch Miss Knight before she got to the street, so I grabbed the elevator and went down to the first floor. I couldn't find her in the lobby, so I went out on the sidewalk. The street was crowded, but those curves showed up like a covered wagon on Madison Avenue. She was just starting across Broadway when a big black sedan pulled up and a guy climbed out after her. I took off as fast as my little 175 pounds would carry me and cut kitty-corner across the street with an eye on the black sedan. The guy had her by the arm, and I knew when she stopped struggling, he'd showed her his gun. I was on a dead run, gonna make like a big hero, but his .38 changed my mind. He missed with the first one, and then he shoved the girl away from him and tried again. I could hear the slug whine past my head, so I hit the sidewalk right next to the girl. He jumped for the car. I just lay there and watched him drive off.
Did you get the license number?
No, it was covered with mud.
Gee, I guess you must look pretty silly just sitting here.
Yeah, got some jacks? I'm a whiz at foursies.
Maybe you believe me now, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah. Here, let me give you a hand up.
Thanks.
Now, come on, let's get out of here. We're collecting a crowd.
Where are we going?
I know a policeman who can't understand attempted assault. He says it's not necessary. And believe me, baby, he's got a cure for it. Come on.
In just a moment, we will return to Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. But first, the National Safety Council reports that in almost every motor vehicle accident, there is one or more violations of the law, speed, drink, and carelessness being the worst offenders. The difficulty is that people continue to think of the horror of accidents as always happening to someone else. It never occurs to us that we may be killed dashing out to lunch tomorrow. Yes, it can and does happen. For it's the careless little chances each one of us takes every day that cause the big accident totals. Every motorist and pedestrian is urged to support actively the safety movement in his own community. Be careful. A life you save may be your own. And now back to Dick Powell and the second act of Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Diamond is hurrying with his pretty client to see Lieutenant Levinson, head of homicide.
I hailed a cab, and 10 minutes later, Len Knight and I were walking into the 5th Precinct Police Station. Sergeant Otis looked up and started to say something, but when he saw what I was with, he changed it to a low whistle. Oh, stop puckering, Otis. You look like you've been unstopping sinks.
Oh, very funny, wise guy. How about the introduction?
Miss Knight, Sergeant Otis. Homicide's answer to mercy killings.
Hello, Sergeant.
Yeah, don't pay no attention to him, Miss Knight. He was born with a nasty disposition.
Is the lieutenant in, Sergeant?
Yeah, go ahead. He'll see you. Nice meeting you, Miss Knight.
Nice meeting you, Sergeant.
Otis.
Yeah?
Stop clucking. You'll have every rooster in town in here. Hello, Walt.
Who's that with you?
This is Miss Knight.
Is she dead?
Walt, say something nice to the lieutenant, dear.
After that last remark?
Oh, look, Miss Knight, I'm sorry, but this guy you're with has a talent for finding homicides. I'm suspicious of everyone I see him with, because even if they walk into my office with him, he'd do it just to confuse me.
Oh, I'm quite alive, Lieutenant.
Then let me give you a friendly tip, Miss Knight. Stay away from this guy. His sense of humor will turn your hair white.
Oh, isn't he a dream? Walt, Miss Knight wants protection.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Walt, now stop gnawing on the desk and listen to me. Miss Knight is in line for a murder or for kidnapping.
I knew it.
She wants protection, and you're going to give it to her.
That's not my department.
This is homicide, isn't it?
Of course it is. But you know very well we don't go to work until you're dead.
Well, honey, I guess you'll just have to roll out and get yourself killed. It's the only way.
Now you stop that. Send her to another department. They'll give her all the protection she needs.
She's been there. They stuck a guy out in front of her apartment. Now, look. I just saw Hood try to muscle her into a car. He took a shot at me, and you know bullets give me that let-down feeling. Now, put one of your boys with her until I can do something about clearing this thing up.
What's your full name, Miss Knight?
Lynette. Lynn, for short.
Where do you live and where do you work?
I live at 419 West 48th Street, apartment 309. I quit my job 3 days ago.
Where was this job?
The Circus Club on 52nd Street. I took pictures.
Took pictures?
Yeah, you know. Souvenirs of the customers.
Oh. Why'd you quit?
Well, my boss got grabby. I slapped him around.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, honey. Did you say Circus Club, 52nd Street?
Yeah. What about it?
Walt, didn't somebody gun down Al Rigoletta and two of his boys right near there?
Gee, you're right. 3 nights ago.
You didn't see that shooting, did you, Miss Knight?
Well, no, but I read about it the next day.
Well, if you didn't see it, they couldn't want to get at you just because you were a witness.
Oh, this is screwy. What have we got to work on?
You just put a man to guide her. I'm going to see what I can do.
All right, but only because I owe you a favor. Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant?
Get in here.
Otis?
Yes, Otis. He's not as stupid as he looks.
Want to bet?
He couldn't be and live.
You want me, Lieutenant?
Not for keeps. I want you to stay with Miss Knight here until I tell you to come home. Somebody's trying to get rough with her. Got it?
Yeah.
Well, have you found any eggs around the office?
Eggs?
Otis, where do you hide your nest?
Oh, Lieutenant, make this guy lay off for me.
Yeah, Rick, lay off the poor guy. Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Stop standing on one leg and wait outside, you mallet head.
Oh, yeah, Lieutenant.
Walt, I'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Mr. Diamond.
Yes?
Thanks. I'll make it up to you some way.
Don't strain yourself. I like an obligation to be fun.
It will be.
Rick.
Yeah?
Bye.
I left the 5th Precinct and headed for the Circus Club. It was a small place with sawdust on the floor and colored decorations, like the inside of a circus tent. The place was still closed, but a short, dapper little guy in a gray business suit answered my knock.
Yes, you're from the police?
Why? You need them?
I just put in a call. Someone burglarized the place last night.
Oh. You know a girl named Knight?
Lynn Knight?
That's it.
I most certainly do. I fired her 3 nights ago. If she's in some kind of trouble with the police, she deserves it.
You must run this place.
That's right. My name's Davis. Would you like to take a look at the room that was broken into?
I certainly would. What did they steal?
That's just it. I don't know. They turned it upside down, but I can't imagine what they were after. It's a dark room.
A dark room?
Yes. I have several girls that take pictures of the customers. They developed the prints in the back of the cafe. Right this way.
Forget it.
But I thought you wanted...
I'm not from the police, Mr. Davis. I'm a private detective. Tell me, did Miss Knight turn in all her film the night she quit?
I fired her.
Difference of opinion. Did she turn in all her film?
Why, no. As a matter of fact, she didn't. She left with her camera, and several customers got rather angry when their pictures weren't developed.
You mean her last roll was still in that camera?
It must have been. She didn't leave it in the dark room. I looked.
Where's the phone?
Right over there.
Walt, I think I've got something.
Diamond, I've got something, too. A sour stomach and headache.
What's the matter?
Otis followed that night dame halfway home, and some guy stepped out of an alley and split his head with a sap. He's down in emergency getting his skull crocheted.
What about the girl?
We don't know. Otis can't remember.
Oh, that's dandy. I'll call you back.
Now, you wait a minute.
I can't. Bye. I had one of those muscle-bound hunches. I had to work fast or Lynn Knight was going to get herself kicked around and maybe end up in the city morgue. I remembered her dress. And 15 minutes later, I was standing in front of room 309. I could hear the phone ringing from somewhere inside, so I waited to see if anyone answered it. On the third ring, I tried the door. Well, well, well. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Diamond.
Oh, thank goodness. This is Lynn Knight.
Well, where the devil are you? Lieutenant Levinson said you'd disappeared.
I'm in a bar on 50th Street. That man who tried to shove me into his car this afternoon hit Sergeant Otis on the head, and I've been running ever since.
And how did you know I was here?
No, I didn't. I called your office and got no answer, so I just took a chance maybe you'd gone looking for me.
I was, but I was looking for something else, too. Tell me, baby, have you got a camera?
Why, I did have.
Did have? What happened to it?
Well, I sort of sold it.
Oh, you mean you hocked it?
Well, I didn't need it anymore, and I did need the money.
You stay right where you are, and I'll be down. What's the name of the place?
2320 Court. Please hurry, Mr. Diamond. I'm scared.
Okay. I want to ask you something else.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you'd hung up.
No, I thought you... Lynn.
Yeah?
Is there an extension on this phone?
Why, yes, in the bedroom. Say, you don't think...
I don't know. Wait a minute. Hey, what are you guys... Oh!
Mr. Diamond? Mr. Diamond, are you still on the...
Okay, Mel. Let's go get the dame.
Hey, that was pretty smart waiting around and listening to them on the extension. What do you want me to do with the shamus? He looks like he can still hear things.
Well, turn him off.
Sure. Okay. Okay, let's go.
What are you limping for?
I kicked him with the wrong foot. I got a lousy ingrown toenail.
I laid there trying to crawl back to a more sensible way of life. He'd kicked me so hard that it shook my eyes loose and they'd run back into my head to hide. Everything was suddenly crammed into a long funnel that disappeared into the floor, and I felt pretty sick. I was stuck in an acre of colored molasses, and trying to get myself loose was like pulling a pillow through a garden hose. When I finally made it, I stuck my head under a sink and let the cold water bring me back to normal. Then I headed for the 2320 Club in a hurry.
Something I could do for you?
I'm looking for a girl, but I don't see her.
Well, they come and go. It's like that around here.
She had on a green skirt and a jersey blouse. Couldn't miss her unless you don't like girls.
Oh, her. She used the phone, and then she left.
Alone?
No, a couple of ugly-looking guys came in, and she left with them. Hey, you know her?
Yeah.
Well, she forgot her purse. You might tell her.
Her purse? Let me see it.
Oh, no.
Here's the badge, Buster.
Oh, okay.
He handed me the purse, and I went through it. Nothing much but a pawn ticket. I looked at it, and that hunch started biting my leg, so I took off for the pawn shop.
Good afternoon.
Here's a ticket. I want to claim the article.
Sure, sure. A11249.
Here it is.
Ah, lovely camera.
Bingo.
Did the girl sell it to you?
No, she just wants me to claim it for her.
Well, be careful. She said there was still some film in it. She wanted to come back and get it when she got a new job. $15, please.
Yeah, here you are. Is there a place around here where I can get the film developed?
Right across the street. You can see it from here.
Ah, thanks.
Here it comes. Yep, it's coming up, but we'll leave it in a little longer. Say, maybe I'm nosy, but what's so important about this roll of film?
I'll tell you better when I look at it.
Well, I'll turn on the light. There you are.
Yeah. Well, nothing on this one. Nope. Hey, look at this.
Some old guy with his wife. Is that what you wanted to find?
You see those two guys in the background that look like they're just sneaking out of a chicken house?
Yeah, so what?
The one in the back is Lou Garzoni.
The gangster?
Yeah. Give me that negative. Let's get out of here.
Well, you two holding hands in there?
Hey, who are you and what's the gun for?
Take it easy, Doc. He shoots people.
That's right. Now, back into the room.
All right, but take it easy with that gun.
Give me that negative, Shamus.
Okay.
Now, where's the picture?
It's still in the juice.
Well, get it.
I'll get it.
That's better. Well, come on.
I can't seem to find it.
Oh, yeah?
Look for yourself.
I'll look.
See?
Say, you threw it in his face. That stuff might blind him.
So now he can't see to kill you.
My eyes. Get me to the doctor, quick.
After you tell me where the girl is.
212 West 45th Street, apartment 513. Harry, I can't stand it.
Call a doctor for this guy and then get hold of Lieutenant Levinson, 5th Precinct. Tell him to meet me in front of 212 West 45th and to step on it.
Yes,
hold on. I'll take those pictures.
I can't stand it.
Sure you can. It's no fun looking at the electric chair anyway.
Apartment 513, he said. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. If Lou Garzoni's in there, we got to take him by surprise or he'll knock off the girl.
Otis is down in the alley, so he won't get out that way. Well, here goes. I hope it works.
Yeah, who is it?
Oh, Mel had an accident. He sent me up to tell you.
What's your name?
Tony Vega.
Well, when you say so.
I thought you was in stir... Coppers! You dirty duckwalk!
How about it, Walt?
He's on his way. Where's the girl?
Probably in the other room. Yeah. Yeah. Take it easy, baby. All right. I'll get the gag out. Ah. There you are.
Oh, Mr. Diamond. Mr. Diamond, he was going to kill me.
Yeah, I know.
Is he all right?
Sure, Walt. How about Garzoni?
No hurry for the wagon. Now, will you please tell me how you knew Lou Garzoni was in this apartment?
Well, he and his boy were after a picture Miss Knight took. Yeah, this one.
Yeah. Here they are in the background.
He was an old enemy of Al Rigoletto, wasn't he, Walt?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I bet he was the one who rubbed him out. Then he and his boy ducked into the nightclub. Garzoni saw his picture taken, so they went after Len.
Why, Mr. Diamond?
What's the matter?
You finally called me Lynn.
Well, Lynn. You go home and take it easy. I might stop by tomorrow.
What's the matter with tonight?
I've got a piano lesson. Bye.
Otis!
Yeah, Lieutenant? Is it all over?
Yes, you hammerhead. Now get out of that garbage can and see if you can find your way back to the station.
Okay.
Rick.
Hmm?
Tell me about the girl in your office.
Oh, nice kid, lovely eyes.
I'm jealous.
Good for you.
And I'm mad.
You're so busy.
You like the new piano?
Oh, yes, yes. It's a big one. Must have taken a herd of elements to make the keyboard.
Sing something.
What does Rita Baby want?
I don't care.
Okay. Oh! I don't care. I don't care.
Rick.
Well, that's what you said. You said that. Yes, you did.
Something nice.
All right. Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Oh, that's such a beautiful tune.
Really? Everywhere you go, skies are always blue.
Rick.
I'm going to finish it. Children love you. They seem to know. You bring the roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go. Do you suppose the guy who wrote that song ever got shot at?
Oh, Rick, you idiot. Come here.
Oh. This is much more fun than piano lessons.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Helen was played by Virginia Gregg, Lieutenant Levinson by Ed Begley. Also in our cast were Wilms Herbert, Joan Banks, Paul DeBob, Herbert Ellis, and Sidney Miller. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by Richard Sandville. And now, Dick Powell.
Friends, I want to remind you of the wonderful group of programs NBC has on tap for tomorrow afternoon and evening. Shows like Hollywood Calling, Guy Lombardo, Four Star Playhouse, The Ethel Merman Show, and the NBC Symphony. For the best in radio listening tomorrow and always, keep your dial tuned to your favorite NBC station.
Dick Powell soon will be seen in the screen version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. And don't miss the interesting story, My Mr. Powell and His Mr. Diamond, in the September issue of Radio Mirror, now on your newsstand. Now, this is Eddie King inviting you to be with us again at the same time next week, when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.